A very good morning. On behalf of Tej 613, we welcome you to Tech 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Pei Dalet, Zvachim 84a, pagination is 167. We'll start from Masnisin, which is about a quarter of the way down, at the end of a line. In the previous session, we explored the concept that the Pasuk describes, Kol Hanogea Bamezbeach Yekdosh. Anything that touches the Mizbeach shall become sanctified, meaning even though there is something that's puzzle about it, but once it comes in contact with the Mizbeach, we don't remove it. It attained its status in relationship to the Mizbeach, and even though it's puzzle, it's going to be brought. Whether it fulfills the obligation of the owner or not is a whole different discussion, as we mentioned. We also have the Pasuk, Hi Ha'ola, in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, that tells us it is something that goes up. As the Malbim says, those two words are extra, and they teach us that there are times where something really wasn't supposed to go up, but once it went up, it remains. Says our Mishnah, Elu, this is a list, Im Olu Lo Yerdu, of things, of psulim, different types of invalidation, that once it went up, it's going to remain. This is what we've been talking about. Halon, something that stayed overnight, time-wise, it has expired. Vahayotze, something that went out. The limbs to be brought on the Mizbeach went out of their area in the Beis HaMikdash, and now they're being brought back to be brought on the Mizbeach. And they're going to be, once they're brought up improperly, they're going to actually remain there. Vehatame, something that became tame, ritually impure. Vishanish chatchutz lezmano, something that was shecht out of its proper time. Vechutz lemkomo, or out of its proper place. Vishekiblu psulim vizarku es damo, or people who are invalid to accept the blood into the vessel, did so. Or they're the ones who sprinkled the blood. Again, invalid. Shchita is kishera bizarre, can be done by a non-Kohen, but after that, it has to be done by a Kohen. So here we have a list of a bunch of things that went wrong, and we're being told, once it goes up, it remains. Rabbi Yehuda, or Rabbi Yehuda says, Shenishchat balayla, if something was shecht at night, v'shenishpach dama v'yatza dama chutz l'kloim, if the blood spilled or it went out of the proper area, out of the curtains, so to speak, imalsa teret. If it went up, it goes down. That's not included in this special rule that once it goes up, it stays. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, those things that you just mentioned, lo seret, those don't go down. Rabbi Shimon Omer, because Rabbi Shimon said, koshabsula bekodesh, if something became invalid in the Kodesh during the holiness process, HaKodesh Mekablo, then the Mizbeach is going to accept it. Lo Ayapsula Bekodesh, Ein HaKodesh Mekablo. But if it was not invalid as Kodesh, so then the Kodesh does not accept it. I'm going to keep forging ahead, but you'll see in a moment there's a tremendous point here of how to categorize these different psulim. The Mishnah continues, Ve'elu shelo hayu psulan bekodesh. Rabbi Shimon said that things that are not pasul bekodesh do not have this right, once they go up, to remain. So here's your list. Haroveya vahanirva, if an animal was used for immoral relations with a human. Vahamuktsa, something designated for Avodah Zarah, v'hanevad, something that was actually worshipped, v'ho'esnan, something that was used to pay the woman of ill repute, v'hamechir, and something that was used to pay for the dog, v'hakil'ayim, and something that's the product of kil'ayim, of two different species mating, v'atrefa, or the animal that's non-kosher because of illness, v'hayotzei dofen, or the animal that was born from a non-natural birth, ubalei mumin, and other types of blemishes. So we have a long list of different types of psulim. What we'd like to do is try to read between the lines, try to see if we can categorize and therefore understand what the reasoning is for these different standards. And to jump to the conclusion, there is an initial approach that's quite generous in its definition of what goes up remains up. Rabbi Yehuda says that if the psul was before the zrikas hadam, before the blood is sprinkled, meaning it's, let's say, during the shechita, so then that's not included in this special dispensation. And Reb Shimon is a bit more generous. He says those cases indeed would not go down, but cases that the psul is before the shechita even, it's not even considered kodesh yet, those cases would go down. His examples: the animal was used for avodah zara. This is well before shechita. It's not even kodesh yet in terms of its processing. It's already pasul. Then it's something that does not remain on the mizbeach, even if it went up. The theme over here in reading between the lines is similar to the concept that we've expressed on other occasions, that if you have a certain type of payment that has to be made with money, and you want to know, okay, money is coins minted of gold that are worth intrinsically the gold, the amount that it's worth. Are you allowed to use other methods of payment, such as a check, an IOU, a document? Or am I allowed to pay with real estate? It's not the ultimate money that I can hand one person to the other and he can run away with it wherever he wants to, truly owning it. Real estate stays put. But if we have a ribui, if we have something to include other forms of payment, if we understand exactly how much more logical one method of payment is than another, then we would know to be marba it one step at a time, to be marba additional things. And that's what happens over here as well. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and the Gemara initially presents Rabbi Yehuda, so let's begin with that. The Gemara, about a quarter of the way up, the Gemara begins, Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Zos hi ha'ola. The Pasuk, in the beginning of Parshas Tzav, uses three words that limit, that are mi'utin. The word Zos, the word he, and ha'ola, the letter hey, the carbon ola, as opposed to other things. It has to be the carbon ola that would go up and would remain. But otherwise it doesn't remain. Hareilu gimel mi'utim. These are three limitations. And Rabbi Yehuda learns, prat len shenishchata balayla, if the shechting was done at night, v'shenishbach dama, or the blood never made it to zrika, v'sheyatza dama chutz l'klayim, or the blood went out, so it never made it to zrika because it became invalidated, halachically. Shim olsateire, these are cases that if it went up, it would still go down, because the zrika was never done bekashrus. So we have three limitations, and Rabbi Yehuda says, these are the three most logical things to exclude because the blood never made it to the mizbeach. Whereas other cases will be included in this general rule of kol hanogea b'mizbeach yikdash hi ha'ola, things that go up on the mizbeach generally remain. If we go back to the lists, the initial list, which was very generous of what might have happened, Rabbi Yehuda's list, which is limiting, it has to be something that happened before Shechita, before Zrika, after Shechita, in order to be in this exception type category. And Reb Shimon saying the exceptions are all things that are pre-Shechita, but once Shechita occurred, it'll be included in this special exemption. So you go through the categories and you see how they're actually grouping them, whereas when we first listed them, it just seemed to be a haphazard list of things that went wrong. Yasher Koach, thank you for joining.